They told me that Cardi said I'm single. They said Cardi said that I'm single. You enjoyed the Sunday morning stream, Mattia? Shout out to you. She said I'm single. I'm going to go ahead and play it for you guys, and we're going to cover this really quickly, all right?
Has been an eventful day. I don't pay mind to none of that. Like, I don't care about none of that. I don't want you to put me none of that. I don't know if y'all been getting clues from me for my life. I mean, I don't know if you guys been getting clues from me for my lives or for my stories when I put some certain music or find my own followings. When it comes for today's events and stuff, I don't know if it's true. I don't think it's true. I don't care to find out because I've been single for a minute now.
There you go. There you go. There you go. She's been single for a minute now. How many more of y'all heroes do y'all want to fall on the sword of being single? It's single season, baby. You shouldn't be single around the holidays. I would at least think that y'all not going to be single after the or y'all are going to be single after the holidays, but single baby mamas. Can't even say Cardi. Can't even say Cardi is the leader of y'all group now. Can't even say Cardi is the leader of y'all group now. Tia says, in my opinion, she been single. Okay, that's fair. That's fair, and I'm going to play the rest of the video. That's fair, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Who can you take advice from? Y'all only holding on to what? One or two more people? Jay-Z and Beyonce? How many more of y'all heroes that y'all following in pop culture as far as celebrities for life goals, relationship advice, couples goals, all of this stuff? When y'all gonna wake up and smell the coffee? When y'all gonna wake up and smell the coffee? They saying that she's single again, or she's saying that she's single again, and she said that she been single. Meaning that she just wanted y'all to catch the hint, been playing songs low, been playing certain songs. Baby girl, we can't read your mind. Y'all holding on to Russ and Sierra and Jay-Z and Beyonce. All right, let me hear the rest of what she got to say.
But I have been afraid to, like, not afraid, I just don't know how, like, to tell the world. But I feel like today has been like a sign. Like, I've been, the last time I got on live, I kind of wanted to tell you guys, but I didn't know how to tell you. So I was like, I changed my mind. But it has been like this for a minute now. And I just took it as a sign. So I want to.
Maybe she got a new album coming out. Usually people announce when they're single. And then they drop an album right after that. Who knows? Maybe it's a publicity stunt. They drop a new album right after that. The sales go out of control. Well, I mean, she definitely got a wave now, because I think that Nicki Minaj just released Pink Friday 2 over this past week. But
I'm gonna start 2024 like fresh, open. I don't know. I'm curious for a new life, for a new beginning. And yeah, I'm excited.
All women say this. Let me just be very, very clear. This is the I'm newly single and ready to mingle blueprint. And this is no shade to her, because I'm only speaking on what she shared to the people in the dark on a live stream, saying that she was single and she preparing herself for 2024. They say, I want to get back to doing me, self-care. I lost myself. I'm looking to find myself. I think I'm about to drop an album and get back busy again. I need to rediscover what it means to be me. You know, you've heard it. You've seen it. You've let it play out, manifested itself. It's the same blueprint. Every single woman that gets divorced, I just want to be happy. I want to find my safe space. I need to do this. I need to do that. Whatever, so on and so forth. But let me just tell you, in no way, shape, or form, is it ever wise for a woman to choose a man that, and I got to give her some credit. At least she married before she carried. You got to give her at least that amount of credit. But it's the same blueprint across the board. Single, ready to mingle. Find me, do happiness, new stuff. I can find my creative space. I need to get back to who I was. Blah, 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 blah.
New look, new life, new everything. So I've been wanting to tell you guys for a minute. I don't know how you guys haven't gotten the hint, but it is what it is. I don't know if today, what happened today, is true or not. I simply don't care because...
Reading Super Chat shortly.
Doing me, focusing on me, focusing on my shit. I told you that I've been going so hard for 2024 to go directly as I wanted to. I feel like in 2017, I was single, and that's when I worked the hardest. And that's when I focused the hardest, and that's when I put out my best work. And then I found somebody that I love and I've been with for a minute. I
need to get back on my grind. Back then, you know, I was on top of things. I was focused, putting out my best work. I'm excited. They all say the same thing. Respectfully, it's the same blueprint over. I told y'all what it was. It's the same blueprint over and over and over and over and over and over. I need to figure out me. Yeah, girl. And then, you know, it's going to be the chicks that's giving false hope in the chat. Yeah, girl, you do you. It was about time. You don't need him anyway.
Back to that 2018. And... I don't know. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm truly happy. Like,
I don't believe it. Nope.
And I love you guys. And there's no drama. And the honest truth is, the reason why I've been so afraid and I just been giving clues from here, there is because I feel like you guys just don't understand that I've been with somebody for 6 years. And not everything is cheating, woman, this, that. 6 years is a very long time.
Not really. And I think that that's, you know, and I'm not necessarily ragging on her or whatever. I'm just calling it like I see it and reacting to it based off of what I hear. 6 years, y'all, is not a long time. That means your kid is probably 4 or 5 years old. And again, respect to her for marrying before she carried, but your kid is not even, I don't even think your kid is in school full time yet at that point. Or, you know, I don't know. It's been so long. My daughter is about to be 16. You know what I'm saying? And for me, being like 2 decades into this game, and 2 decades meaning that I got married when I was 22 years old, I'm 41 now, and next year it will be 20 years. 6 years really is not a long time when you're talking about marriage, but it is a long time, I guess, based off of today's standards. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just come from a space where you just with people at the very least, the minimum standard that I've always been taught is at least until your kids are grown. At least until your kids are not interdependent on you two in order for them to then be able to find themselves and grow and all of that stuff, right? 6 years, in my opinion, is not a long time.
It's a very long time. It's a lot of arguments. Not arguments. It's a lot of just, you know when you, I don't know.
No, you said it right the first time. Let's rewind that. It was a lot of arguments. You said it right the first time.
It's a very long time. It's a lot of arguments. Not arguments. It's a lot of just, you know when you, I don't know how to explain it. When I just know, because I've never been with somebody for this long. When it's just too long, it's
not too long. It was a lot of arguments. She's not giving the details, so we're not going to speculate or assume it's anything other than whatever it is. But when you go live and people are recording it, you can't take it back. You said what you said. It's not pre-recorded. It's not a statement. When you went online, He said it's a lot of arguments and stuff. And so the first thing that come out of your mind is usually the thing that you really, really mean. So it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. And I'm not going to actually gloat in this because this is nothing to gloat over. I never want to see, especially somebody that did it the right way. They married before they carried. They have children together. I don't like to see people breaking up. But at the same time, who are your heroes? Just because they can rap, sing, they at the glam shows, and they do all of this stuff does not mean that they can give you advice on how it is that you're supposed to be operating within your relationships and marriage. You guys need better heroes and more than just your parents, because some of y'all parents, some of y'all ain't even got no parents as far as knowing who your real father is or having a father inside of the household. Other of y'all have been raised by simps. Some of y'all actually been held down by strong men and great women that's in y'all lives. And then the rest of y'all, y'all just trying to figure it out as y'all go. And so you look into these celebrities or the people that you love the most because you like their music and they give you a spirit or a vibe, but they can't give you any insight on how you're supposed to be operating successfully within a marriage. And I know that we like to modify it and make it to seem like a relationship or a partnership and all of that. But in reality, it is much more, much, much greater chance for your child to become successful, especially if they're in a two-parent married household, all right? So I don't think that we have any standards anymore. I'm not even sure why she announced it in the first place, other than the fact that it's a possibility for her or him to then be seen with somebody different. And then women also that jump into new relationships weird me out. I never understood it. Women that jump right into a new relationship in order to get over their old relationship, that's weird to me, all right? So, but that's Cardi. She was giving y'all a little bit of insight into her life. Thank you, Cardi, for continuing to provide us with content. We appreciate you.